The kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing against Satan's kingdom. Jesus Christ came to them, this is a quote, he came to them walking on the sea saying, take courage, it is I, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. And how many times if Jesus came to me walking in my storm and said that to me, I've got it, be of good courage, I'm taking care of it. You see, Jesus walks in storms today. Jesus drives out devils today. He feeds the hungry today and heals the sick today. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You see, he came to rescue us from the kingdom of darkness, from the domain of darkness and the kingdom of Satan. Jesus taught us how to receive a miracle. Do not be afraid, only believe. If you will believe him and put your trust in him, he will never let you down. You put your trust not just in him, but every word that he has given us. You see, you rebuke fear and doubt and know that Jesus is in your storm. When the Hebrew children were in the fire, where was Jesus? He was in the fire with them. Okay. Mark 5, chapter 22, and behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And of course, I've used some of these miracles and stories in other sermons, but now I'm just kind of going through the Gospels and picking them up as I get to them. And look at this. And this man, Jairus, begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. You know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When your kids are sick or your grandkids are sick, he's still the God of compassion that healed this little girl. He didn't go back to heaven and change. He's the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, Jairus said, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. He says, if you'll just touch her, she'll live. That's the kind of faith he had. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed them and thronged him. Verse 35, it says, while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, Jairus' house, and said, your daughter is dead. And for most of us, our faith would certainly go out the window at that point. Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? When things get really bad, that's the time to really get a hold of God. And Jairus knew that. Do not be afraid, only believe. That was his answer to Jairus. On the report that his daughter was dead, he says, do not be afraid, only believe. And I believe there's someone in this room today or someone watching by live stream or listening by radio, you need to hear that. Listen closely because he is saying that to you through me. Do not be afraid, only believe. Do not be afraid, only believe. It may be that some of you have gotten a bad doctor's report and he's telling you the doctor may know what he's talking about, but he's not the final word. Fear, do not be afraid, only believe. Jesus gives him a word. Do not be afraid, only believe. A lot of times we miss that. We say, oh, I want to believe God like Jairus did. If you'll get a word like Jairus did, you'll have something to believe. He wasn't just believing after he got that report about his daughter dying. He was standing on the word, fear not, only believe. Do not be afraid, only believe. Depends on what translation. I got two or three different translations in my head. Do not give up, only believe. Jesus has given me a similar word, as I just said many times. Jesus gave Jairus a word, and he acted on it by going with Jesus, knowing his daughter was dead. Jesus was driving back darkness and restoring life and health everywhere he went. Matthew 11, 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, this is the scripture. I founded the first one of these messages on. This is the second one. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and forceful men lay hold of it. Who said that? Jesus Christ. And then he said the law and the prophets were until John. So when John's ministry ended, Jesus was the truth and the grace of God, and he started his ministry. And look what he did from these miracles. He started immediately healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons and devils, driving back darkness with the truth. Can you say amen yet? And he is doing the same today. The kingdom of God is still marching, and we're his soldiers marching on the front lines. God's kingdom was advancing under the leadership of Jesus Christ. But before Jesus works his miracles, he requires that people believe in him and his word. You got to get rid of that doubt and believe Jesus and everything he says in his word and everything he says to you. Jesus raised this little girl from the dead. Jesus drives back Satan by undoing his evil deeds. It's the thief, the devil, that comes to steal, kill. I don't know why we got to blame everything on God, but Jesus said, it's not me, it's that thief. And then the word says, it's your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. On the other hand, Peter was preaching to Cornelius' household, and he said, you've heard of Jesus Christ, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power, how he went about doing good and healing all that oppressed to the devil. Can you contrast the two kingdoms, the good one and the bad one? That's why you have problems. There's a bad kingdom. You see, we are preaching about the miracles through the gospel, but it reveals what Jesus was really doing. He was defeating your enemy. It is exciting just to watch the miracles as he provides wholeness. Matthew 9:27, two blind men followed him crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Verse 29, then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. You see, Jesus healed all that came to him, even blind people. But as Jesus heals all, he reveals a spiritual law. According to your faith, be it unto you. You want the miracle power of God in your life, you're going to have to get into the word and build your faith. Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to be in a place like this where the word of God is preached, and you need to get into the word of God and preach it to yourself. Faith is a spiritual law that God's kingdom is run by. It runs by faith. The judge shall live by faith. You try to live any other way, and it's just not going to work. It's God's idea. Live by faith. We can drive back Satan and receive miracles by faith in the Son of God because he hasn't changed. Jesus restored people to physical wholeness but also demanded spiritual wholeness. Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda where there was a multitude of sick, blind, lame, and hurting people, and he healed only one. In John 5:5 it says, a man was there who had been ill for 38 years. See, this is God's mercy. This guy didn't even know who Jesus was. And what I want to point out here also quickly is that Jesus healed all that came to him. But in this case, at this hospital of Bethesda, he only healed one. It was just the mercy of God. Amen. Even this man didn't come to him. He didn't even know who he was. So if you want a miracle, come to Jesus Christ in faith, believing, and believe his word. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. That's a long time. You see, by an act of mercy, Jesus healed him. Verse 6, when Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, Do you wish to get well? Why did he ask that? I'm convinced some people don't want to get well. Right. You watch the way, forgive me now, I don't mean to get on anybody's toes, but watch the way they eat, the way they don't take care of themselves, the way they have habits that is really affecting their health in a major way, and they will not fast and pray and seek God. Do they really want to be healed? And he asked that question because he wanted to know, do you enjoy laying here or do you just want to be healed? You know, some people rather have sympathy than get healed. That's why my confession is, with his stripes I'm healed. It doesn't matter how bad I feel. I do not tell anybody how bad I feel, because I'd rather get healed than have sympathy. Amen. Why would he ask that question? And then verse 8, Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk." That man had nothing to do with that. It was a total act of God's mercy. Amen. Not only will he respond in compassion to his children, heal them, he'll even, in some cases, respond in mercy to people who don't even know who he is. And I'm going to prove what I just said. When Jesus demanded action, he got up, he took up his pallet and walked. Verse 13, but the man who was healed did not know who he was. He did not have faith in Jesus Christ because he didn't know who he was. Verse 14, afterward Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse happens to you." See, Jesus had a revelation of his life, and he saw what kind of guy he was. And when he caught up with him, he says, "You need to get rid of that sin, because something worse is going to come on you if you don't." Jesus says, do not keep sinning or something worse will happen to you. Jesus accepts us as we are, but he will not leave us as we are. He may work a miracle for us, but he expects us to repent of our sins. Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil, including sin, especially habitual sin, where people just continue on. And that's what he's saying to this guy. Do not continue to practice your sin. Do not continue to live in that sin, or I'm telling you, something worse is coming. That should be a lesson to all of us. Can you say, yes. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yay. Matthew 9:32. As they were going out, a mute, demon-possessed man was brought to him. He couldn't talk. After the demon was cast out, the mute man spoke. You see, the prince of darkness was causing his problem. It was a demon, an imp of Satan. And the crowds were amazed and were saying, nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel. Why? Because now the new covenant is beginning to take place under Jesus Christ. And he's beginning to do things the priest could not do, because he wasn't operating on the law. The law and the prophets were until John. And after that, it was Jesus. Can you say amen? And by the way, it's still Jesus today. Verse 34, but the Pharisees were saying, he cast out the demons by the ruler of the demons. Now get a load of this. They're saying, well, he's doing this because he's full of the devil. And there's people who say that people like us who believe in the miracle power of the devil, well, if we're of the devil sure is doing a lot of good things for people. Healing the sick, raising the dead, cast out demons and devils, getting people saved and spirit filled. Matthew 12:25, but Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Satan was not driving out Satan. He's not driving out Satan now. He was being driven out. Satan was being driven out by the miracle power of the Son of God. And by the way, the Son of God is still doing that. He's still driving out demons when people really believe him. The kingdom of God was advancing against Satan and destroying his works. Can you see that? It wasn't Jesus putting bad things on people like preachers preach today. Well, the Lord Jesus put that cancer on you to eat your head off so you can show glory to God. Well, the devil put the cancer there, and God will get glory out of it when you get healed. But not until. I hear people all the time cursing God because the little baby got sick and died. They're not giving glory to God because the baby got sick and died. Well, God did it for his glory. It's the devil that's doing it. God gets really upset when we give the credit of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's doing to the devil. Matter of fact, he said it's blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. That's dangerous. They attribute the works of the Holy Spirit to the devil's dangerous, folks. The kingdom of God was advancing against Satan and destroying his works. Verse 28, but if I cast out demons, here you go. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come unto you. If you want to know if the kingdom of God is here, look and see if the power of darkness has been driven back, if people are getting saved, been born into the kingdom, if people have been healed and delivered. If you see the mighty Holy Spirit at work, then you can see the kingdom of God at work. And you can sit in this church. But everybody in here has been healed of something. You come a day late and a dollar short to tell us God doesn't heal. And doesn't work miracles. We already know better than that. By destroying the works of demons, people were being delivered from sin, sickness, disease, failure, part, inferiority. And by the way, when people preach that stuff, that miracles are not for the day, they're really enabling the devil to keep people sick because they're telling them there's no hope. I'm here to tell you today, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and there's hope. Why? Because he's working in my life. And preachers who do not have any power of God in their lives, they got to explain things away. Can you say amen? Amen. The Son, and I'm not being critical because I used to do the same thing. But we need to know the truth. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. 1 John 3:8. The Son of God appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil. And when you see Jesus Christ at work through the Gospels and seeing him working his miracles, he's doing it to help people and deliver them from the power of the devil. Destroying the works of the devil. Jesus destroyed the works of the devil while he was on earth to rescue people from the evil kingdom. He's still doing this through believers. I've had a lot of people heal me just praying for them, even recently. It's not me, it's Jesus operating through me and others like me and others agreeing with me. Can you say amen? Amen. You see, Jesus is now working special miracles to meet the physical needs of believers. When Jesus heard that his cousin John the Baptist had been executed, he decided to take some time off. Jesus Christ was a human. He got tired and emotionally affected by bad events, just like we do. He was human. He had emotions. Remember, he even cried. It says Jesus wept when the Lazarus died. In Mark chapter 6, verse 31, and he said to them, come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while. That's God's will for you. Can you say amen? And that's kind of the way I live. I work and work and work and go and go and go until I about collapse. And then I try to take a little time off, you know, to recover. The last few weeks, I've been really churning. You know, teaching this class, I've had to totally rewrite the whole thing. And this next week is number 6, I think. But I've enjoyed every minute of it. But, boy, on Friday morning, I have a hard time waking up. And Jesus needed some time off, but didn't get it. Look at this. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. You see, Jesus wasn't lazy. He was a hard worker. But 5,000 people showed up on his vacation. He was taking some time off, and look, and there was 5,000 people following him. When Jesus went ashore, he didn't get upset. And he didn't get mad. Well, these people messing up my vacation. Jesus needed some time off. And it says 5,000 people followed him on vacation. Verse 34. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd. And he felt compassion for them. Instead of being upset with him, he loved them and said, I'm going to teach them and I'm going to help them. That's what he's doing right now for people who take a little time. Spend with him. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I come into him and sup with him and he with me. He said, well, I'm tired and I'm wore out. Jesus said, all you that labor and heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn to me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But we won't answer the knock. We need to answer the knock. Invite him to come in. My yoke is easy, my burden's light, but you got to invite him in. Behold, I'll come in and fellowship with him. If you want to spend time with Jesus, open the door and turn the TV off and get in a secluded place where all the noise and interruptions are shut out and hear from God. Don't tell me it doesn't work. I work it about every day. It would do work it every day. Okay. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd and he felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. You see, Matthew says he taught them, healed them, and fed them. He's still doing just that. Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes to feed them. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Fed 5,000 people. Why? Because he didn't want, and when he was feeding the 4,000, he says, I do not want them fainting on the way. If he didn't want them fainting on the way, he doesn't want you fainting on the way either. But you need to spend a little time with him. And you do have time to go to church every Sunday morning. And if you have a job and you can't come, guess what? YouTube. I'm on YouTube. See, this is the work of the kingdom of God. This is not the work of the devil and his evil kingdom. Healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons and devils, feeding people, blessing people, restoring people to wholeness. That's God's work. The devil's work is the opposite. Jesus was undoing the work of the devil, not doing it for him. The truth would do you good. Shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You just have to have a preacher bold enough to just say it like it is. This is the work of the kingdom of God. Can you say amen? He taught them, and he healed them, and he fed them. That's God's work. This is not the work of the devil and his evil kingdom. The devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's not your friend. He's out to get you. Satan does not heal, does not restore, does not feed people. He tries to starve people to death. Matthew 12:22. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side. Then Jesus went up on the mountain and prayed. Verse 24. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. The disciples were terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Verse 27, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. When you're in the worst storm of your life, be listening for his voice, because he's right in there with you. And sooner or later, you're going to hear him say, take courage. It is I. I'm with you. Do not be afraid. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm waiting for an amen. Amen. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Verse 28, Peter said to him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. You see, Peter did just fine until he focused on the circumstances. Jesus said in verse 31, you of little faith, why did you doubt? When Peter began to sink, he began to sink when he got his eyes off of Jesus and off of his word. He didn't just hop out of that boat. He got a word. Don't just hop out of your boat. Well, I'm disgusted with his job. You better not hop out until you hear from God. Peter didn't just hop out of that boat. He says, you command me to come. I'm not getting out of this boat until you command me to come. Well, then he got out of the boat and walked on the water. Well, Jesus was operating as God. He was walking on the water as God. Well, then that makes Peter God. No, he wasn't walking on the water as God. He's walking on the water as a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus himself said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. Somebody say amen. Peter said, once again, you've heard of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him, the Holy Spirit and power, how he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He was operating as man under the power of God and under the power of the Holy Spirit to show you and me how to do it. And it is by faith in him and in his name. Somebody say amen. Man, I can't stop. Y'all just hang on. Turn the clock off. Shut the thing down. Unplug it. Man, it's got a battery, so turn it around so I can't see it. I'm kidding. Matthew 15:22. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, saying, have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed. Now look, Jesus didn't put that demon on her. God didn't put that demon on her. If Father God put that demon on her and Jesus cast it out, then Jesus is in opposition to his daddy. Amen. You can't have it both ways. Verse 25, she came and began to bow down before him, saying, this shows you how you need to pray. She came and, well, I don't know why God doesn't answer me, but just keep bothering him. She just kept bothering him. And it's not a bother, it's the devil that's trying to hinder you. And she came and began to bow down before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done as you, for you as you wish. She stayed persistent. And what can you call it? It's prayer. She was praying to Jesus, asking for help. And he didn't answer very quickly and even insulted her. But that's okay. She knew in her heart he was the Son of God. It said Son of David, but that means the Messiah, the Son of God. And so she wouldn't quit until he healed her daughter. He said, your faith is great. So Jesus is not only destroying the works of the devil, but he's also teaching us how to take authority over Satan and defeat him by faith ourselves. It says he taught them. And he's using his miracles today to teach us. Do not be afraid, only believe. Matthew 14:37, when they had crossed over, they came to land Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word into all the surrounding district and brought to him all who were sick. And they implored him that they might just touch the fringe of his coat, and as many as touched were healed. So the power was there, but they had to reach out and touch him. You got to reach out and touch him. You got to open that door and invite him in. You see, this is what Jesus came to do. All that put forth the effort to touch him were healed. All those who acted on their faith were healed. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's stand.